Hey, fellow high functioners. Welcome to today's installment of the Disaster Diaries. So, as per usual, I started my day with a miracle morning, and it was really, I had a PJ day, pajamas all day. And I feel like I needed that. But that doesn't mean I was completely unproductive. I did my weekly planning session. I had my mom go get her medications from the pharmacy. She had several to pick up. She refused to go yesterday and Friday. So I got her to go today, and I told her there were 6 to pick up, and they gave her 4 bags, and she told them there should be 6. And they said there weren't any more, and she got anxious, and so she hurried back home with what they gave her. And, well, she had a toileting accident. She pooped her pants, and it was pretty bad. So, really, there was a communication error with between her and the pharmacy. There were 6 prescriptions. There were just 2 in 2 of the bags, and then 1 in each of the other 2 bags. So everything was there, but just not how she thought they should be. So I think if she had felt the bags, she would have felt that there were 6 things, but honestly, the pharmacy should have known, but too late now. She did get a shower when she got back, and so that's a huge win, because, you know, we do struggle with that around here. I know that is something that's pretty common in older people in general. And even more so when they have mental health issues. So I'm just normalizing that. And then since she needed to wash clothes anyway, I went ahead and had her wash clothes. And we threw away the soiled clothes from her accident, because the pants she had on were like, easily three sizes too big, and I could not get her to not wear them. And really, it's been difficult to even get her to entertain the idea that she does not have clothes in her correct size and she needs to get other things to wear. So with not having those clothes or that pair of pants, that's one less thing that she has to wear. Maybe it will push her toward wanting to get something else. We'll see. But then I also made up her pill boxes for the next 2 weeks. It's a lot, y'all, so I do it every 2 weeks. And I can't be bothered to do it every single week, because it is a lot. My new happy planner arrived today. I ordered it, I think, 2 weeks ago, maybe 3. And they didn't have, so I really like the work plus life type of planner that they used to have. Then I have that for 2026. So I had to do a custom planner to get the hourly layout. But I also, when I was working on getting my custom planner, quote, designed — it's not really designed, you just pick a cover, pick a layout and your discs — but I saw that there's a productivity layout, and I thought, yes, please. And so I got that. I'm excited to use my planner for 2026. I also, I got some expansion packs or add-on packs. I can't remember what they're called. You'd think I'm new to Happy Planners, but this is so not my first time. I've been using them for many years. But I have the budget expansion pack. I got meal planning because I don't typically meal plan for obvious reasons. But in case you're new here, I don't eat because, well, I do eat, but not very much because I can't physically eat very much. And also sometimes food is absolutely revolting. I'm on Mounjaro. I had bariatric surgery. If you're new here, I had bariatric surgery almost 2 years ago and I hit a wall and my, figuratively hit a wall, and my bariatric office put me on Mounjaro to help me lose the rest of my weight. But I probably need to do some sort of meal planning each week so that, I don't know, so my mom at least knows what's for dinner. Although she doesn't really like healthy food these days, so we'll see. I haven't tried for several months, but I'll try again. So we should have closed our swimming pool maybe like 2 weeks ago, but we didn't. And then we really should have closed it last weekend, but we didn't. And so then really needed to be closed by yesterday, but it didn't get done. So it's absolutely freezing today and it snowed and like not just a few flurries, but like it was snowing hard for a while and it was very depressing. Right now, as I'm recording this, it's 31 degrees and a little bit ago it was 30 degrees. So I'm hoping that the temperature is headed back up, but we'll see. And so long as the pump is running and the water is circulating, we should be good. We should be good. It should warm up again this week and Saturday. As last night when I saw the weather report for the coming week, it's supposed to be 69 degrees on Saturday, which is incredibly warm for mid-November. And so we will get that pool shut for sure this week. And the cover for the pool just came on Friday. So we're okay. We'll be fine. I just need to get Brandon convinced that it's okay. No one's going to die. The sun is still coming up tomorrow. We'll live. And nothing is going to be wrecked beyond repair or use, except for maybe some skimmer baskets. And then I ordered some more. So all good. Which we needed them anyway because we lose them throughout the year. In the springtime, we usually lose them to cottonwood. And if you don't have a pool, just know that anything that gets in your pool gets circulated around and goes down into the skimmer. The water gets filtered and then back out, but we use skimmer socks. And so the larger things, like larger pieces of dirt and debris, get collected in the skimmer basket. And when there gets to be too much in the skimmer basket, that then the force of the suction from the pump trying to circulate the water gets to be too much, then the basket will break and collapse down. And that is how we lose skimmer baskets. As I mentioned, I did my weekly planning session. I added all of the rest of my mom's appointments that were outstanding to my calendar and invited my brother. I added everything for next year that's currently scheduled also to my calendar. And then I think that's it. I can't think of anything else. Today was just a day where I didn't really do a whole lot. And no, I did not get my office finished. And that's okay. It'll get there. It is better than it was, and it's better than it was a week ago. So there we go. Progress is progress. And we don't look for perfection around here. Also, perfection is a mirage. It does not exist. I'm excited for new sheets. Y'all know how I love new sheets. I mentioned that last week. I did some gentle stretching / yoga today because it's Sunday and we don't work out hard on Sundays. We take it easy and we're gentle. So got that. And then after I get this scheduled to publish, I'm going to go watch some Dateline with Brandon and get some sleep. Hope y'all had a great weekend. I'll see you tomorrow with the next installment of the Disaster Diaries.